قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يجمع الله تبارك وتعالى الناس فيقوم المؤمنون حتى تزلف لهم الجنة. Hazrat Huzaifa and Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, they both are relating that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah Pak will assemble the people on the day of Qiyamah, and then the Muslims, the mu'minun, the people who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will also gather. So this is the scene now that is taking place on the day of Qiyamah. And then he says, حَتَّى تُزْلَفُ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. So everyone will be assembled there, and Jannah will be brought close. The people can't enter it, it is just brought close. They can see it, it's visible to them, but they cannot enter it. فَيَأْتُونَ آدَمْ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ فَيَقُولُونَ يَا أَبَانَا إِسْتَفْتَحْ لَنَا الْجَنَّةِ فيقول وهل أخرجكم من الجنة وهل أخرجكم من الجنة إلا خطيئة أبيكم وهل أخرجكم من الجنة إلا خطيئة أبيكم لست بصاحب ذلك. So then they will go to Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام. Now they can see Jannah in front of them, but they can't enter it. So they will go, all the people will go to Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام, and they will request Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام that you seek for us to enter into Jannah. In other words, you ask permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we can enter into Jannah. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will say that the only thing that took me out of Jannah myself was my sins. So how can I ask for you? So the ulama explained that the humility of Ambiya alayhi salatu wasalam will also be seen on that day. One is genuinely that everyone will have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they also, the humility of Ambiya alayhi salatu wasalam, each one will feel that how can I present your people's case in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I've got something wrong with myself. So here he says, وَهَلْ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. Only my sins have taken your father out from Jannah. I'm not worthy of doing this. اِذْهَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَبِي إِبْرَاهِيمْ خَلِيلِ اللَّهِ. That go, اِذْهَبُوا إِلَىٰ إِبْنِ إِبْرَاهِيمْ خَلِيلِ اللَّهِ. Go to my son Ibrahim alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam is saying, go to my son Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. قال فيأتون إبراهيم فيقول إبراهيم لست بصاحب ذلك إنما كنت خليلا من وراء وراء. So then these people will go to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and they'll seek the same thing. That seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so we can enter into Jannah. You are the Khalil of Allah, you are the close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam will reply that I was Allah Pak's friend wara wara. Very, very long ago I was Khalil. That was some time back. In other words, I don't regard myself to be Allah Pak's friend on this day. Very long ago in the dunya I was Allah Pak's close friend. اِعْمَدُوا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ أَلَّذِي كَلَّمَهُ اللَّهُ تَكْلِيمًا. Go to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the one that used to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now the people will go to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. فَيَأْتُونَ مُوسَىٰ فَيَقُولُ لَسْتُ بِصَاحِبِ ذَلِكَ اِذْهَبُوا إِلَىٰ عِيسَىٰ كَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ وَرُوحُهُ. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam himself, he'll say, I'm not worthy of this position. I'm not worthy of what you're asking me to do. Go to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He was the word and the spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فيقول عيسى لست بصاحب ذلك فيأتون محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم فيقول فيؤذن له فيقوم فيؤذن له. Then he tells them, عيسى عليه السلام will tell them, then go to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the people will eventually come to Nabi عليه السلام. One point ulama mentioned is why people didn't go initially or directly to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Just to show one thing that ulama explains from here is to show the respect of elders, how important it is. So even on that day, insan will first go to the highest, will go to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam coming down to show that the respect of elders must always be maintained, number one. And number two is, if it was done, the hadith was mentioned in this way, it shows the maqam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Everyone went to, eventually they come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam and he is the one that can request for Jannah to be opened. فيقوم فيؤذن له. نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام will stand up and he will be granted permission. وترسل الأمانة والرحم. And نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام will be granted permission. وترسل الأمانة والرحم فيقومان جنبة الصراط يمينا وشمالا. Then the sirat, a bridge will be put from where people are standing till Jannah. So in other words, this bridge is called a sirat. What we know is the sirat al-mustaqim. What we know is the pull sirat. Not sirat al-mustaqim. What we know is the pull sirat. That bridge will be put, and on the right of the bridge, this hadith is saying, will be amanat, amanat dari. This is how it ties up with this chapter we're doing of amanat dari. And on the left of the bridge will be family ties. So these two things, amanat dari and family ties, will be testifying for that person at that last moment. Just before he can enter Jannah, these two things will be testifying. Can you imagine how serious they are? Amanatdari and maintaining family ties. And they will be on the right and the left of the pul sirat. فَيَمُرُّ أَوَّلَكُمْ كَالْبَرَقِ Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the first people that will go through, that will pass through the sirat, will go through at the speed of lightning. So Sahaba said, قُلْتُ This Rawi is saying, قُلْتُ بِأَبِي وَأُمِّي أَيُّ شَيْءٍ كَمَرِّ الْبَرَقِ Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is meant by the speed of lightning? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, قَالَ أَلَمْ تَرُوا كَيْفَ يَمُرُّ وَيَرْجِعُ فِي طَرَفَةِ عَيْنٍ Do you not see how the lightning flashes and it just goes away, it recedes in the blink of an eyelid? That's what is meant. This person will cross at the speed of lightning. In other words, at the blink of an eyelid, he'll cross the pul sirat. ثُمَّ كَمَرِّ الرِّيحِ ثُمَّ كَمَرِّ الطَّيْرِ Then Rasulullah s.a.w. is explaining the speed now people will cross through. And this will be depending on a person's a'mal, how good his a'mal was. Accordingly, that will be his fuel. That will carry him at that speed. So a person that had jet fuel, his a'mal was so good, he will go at that speed, at speed of lightning. And then slowly, slowly, as the a'mal gets weaker, person starts going slower and slower. So here the hadith is saying the next group will go كَمَرِّ الرِّيحِ like the speed of a swift wind. The next thing, ثُمَّ كَمَرِّ الطَّيْرِ then the speed of a flying bird. Then وَشَدِّ الرِّجَالِ then the speed of a swift running man. تَجْرِي بِهِمْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ The a'mal will cause them to pass at those appropriate speeds according like the lightning, like the wind, like the speed of a bird flying, then like a speed of a swift man. وَنَبِيُّكُمْ قَائِمٌ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ يَقُولُ رَبِّ سَلِّمْ سَلِّمْ While Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be standing there at the pul sirat and he'll be making dua. رَبِّ سَلِّمْ سَلِّمْ وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى Take them across safely. Allah protect them. Nabi alayhi sallam is making dua for every ummati that is crossing. وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى protect them. حَتَّى تَعْجِزُ أَعْمَالُ الْعِبَادِ حَتَّى يَجِيءُ الرَّجُلُ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُ سَيْرُ إِلَّا زَحْفًا Then it will come a time where people won't have any a'mal. Slowly the a'mal will be deteriorating. In other words, now the people with less a'mal will start going. So they are going slower and slower until a man will come and he won't be able to cross. He'll only be able to drag himself across. In other words, slowly with his buttocks on the pul sirat, he'll be dragging himself across. وَفِي حَافَةِ سِرَاتِ كَلَالِيبِ مُعَلَّقَةٌ مَأْمُورَةٌ بِأَخْذِ مَنْ أُمِرْتُ بِهِ مَنْ أُمِرَتْ بِهِ Then on the either side of the pul sirat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that there'll be hooks, big hooks. And these hooks will hook those people that have been commanded by it, that you hook such people. فَمَخْدُوشٌ نَاجٍ There will be people that will get hooked, they'll get scratched with that hooks, but they'll still be successful, they'll enter Jannah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, وَمُكَرُدَشٌ فِي النَّارِ And then there will be those people that will be flung in the fire of Jahannam. وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ بِيَدِي إِنَّ قَعْرَ جَهَنَّمَ لَسَبْعُونَ خَرِيفًا Then Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that I take an oath in that Zat who my life is, Abu Huraira's life is, that the depth of the fire of Jahannam is 70 years. 70 years that it takes something to fall, we know how fast something falls. 70 years is the depth of Jahannam. So this hadith is explaining to us the importance of few things. One is the importance of A'mal. A'mal will be the fuel on the day of Qiyamah that will cause us to go over the pul sirat. According to our A'mal, accordingly will be our speed. The next thing is the importance of family ties and the importance of amanatdari. This is something which is growing and it is becoming extinct very, very quickly, especially in our communities, where this maintaining of family ties, father, son, brothers, sisters, extended family, all this we should try and maintain. Although the hadith is speaking specifically to close family here, but the extended meaning also must be taken, can be taken, that every family member, at some point we are related, that we should try and maintain these family ties. And the other thing is we should maintain this concept of amanatdari, where we are honest in our speech, in our ways, in our delivery, in our way we treat our staff, in the way we treat our family, in the way we treat everybody around us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, alhamdulillah.